podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's your boy Jay and Fiend of the Raspy Voice Kids, and we are back in the building, back in the booth. I'm here with my brother,
Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I also hate Pitt.
And here we go again. Five questions, five answers. Let's get ready. Let's go, Jordan.
Welcome back, RVK Nation, to another edition of I Got Five on It with the Raspy Voice Kids. I'm your host, Jordan Tycuri, and let's get things kicked off with the first blank. 4 out of 5 games won in a victory over number 11, Iowa State, means blank.
It means we're on the road to success. Josh Witt laid it out from Unreasonable Doubt, what we have to do to get into the tournament. Beating Iowa State at home was one thing on that list. West Virginia checked that box. We are on the road to success.
Absolutely. We are figuring things out. Finally, this rotation is coming together. Finally, the big players are stepping up. The leadership is coming through, and a complete game is being played here recently. 4 of the last 5 games. So it's coming together right now. And we'll go in more depth when we go in next segment. But right now, it's all coming together, and boy, is it beautiful.
Number 2, Zach Frazier not getting first dibs on his Country Roads jersey was blank.
A mistake. It was a mistake by the MAC. They've got to do better. They've got to see things like this, see that things like this do not happen, because Zach Frazier could pay for it with NIL money, because somebody could have bought it and donated it to Zach Frazier. Because it's a bad look. It's a mistake.
Absolutely. It's terrible. And I say terrible because I know the main key to everything is money. Cash rules everything around me. One great group said one time. And that's what it is. But in a situation like this where you've bled and worked your guts out with your teammates, And you want a piece of that memorabilia that is yours, what should be yours, at least should be yours, you should be able to decide what happens to it, especially something as unique and special to a kid. I mean, not just because he stayed in state, not just because he's from West Virginia, but for a player who played in that jersey, they should get the first dib. They should get the first crack at whatever it is, and it should either be free or at a discount. That's the way I feel. I know we're trying to make money. I know we're trying to up, the different facilities, but there's other ways to do it. And this right here, I thought was terrible. Like you said, it was just a mistake and an oversight. And hopefully next time that's not going to be the case.
Number 3, Geno Smith balling out at flag football. Also winning the comeback player of the year and most improved player of the year is blank.
Needed. West Virginia needed this feel-good story to come out of the NFL. We needed to show that we can do what we do on that level, and Geno did it for us. It was needed.
Absolutely. What it was it's hard work paying off. It's believing yourself paying off. He said it early. I didn't write back. They wrote me off. I didn't write back. That was very early in the season. And he continued to win. He continued to put up numbers. He continued to put up some of the best deep ball throws that we've seen. Then he goes to this flag football thing, this special postseason Pro Bowl thing. And granted, there is no real rush. But the dude was slicing him up. 239 yards, 5 touchdown passes. He was showing off the accuracy. It's not only good for him, but obviously it's good for West Virginia, period. I love it. It's a feel-good story, but it shows what happens when you put that work in, continue to work hard despite setback, and believe in yourself.
Number 4, LeBron James being the all-time leading scorer is blank.
Legend status. Anybody who thinks that LeBron is not a legend is out of their mind. There are people who don't have him in their top five. They're out of their mind. LeBron may not be your GOAT, but he is a legend and he is top five. He's not my GOAT, but he is legend status.
I feel like it's my words are all or nothing, depending on who you are. Man, if you're a stats-loving person and you want to support LeBron, it's everything. I mean, he's the leading scorer of all time. What else are you going to say? And then if you want to hate against LeBron, it means nothing. There's going to be an excuse why it doesn't mean anything. And there's going to be an excuse why it's not as good as what Jordan did. Just like when Kobe scores 81, there's a reason why. Oh, because he doesn't pass the ball. So it's all or nothing. And depending on who you are, it's depending on how you see it. But one thing that it doesn't matter how you see, it is what it is. And he's the all-time leading scorer. And it's going to stand around for probably another 40 years.
Number five. Dante Stills being one of Pro Football Focus's early risers is blank.
Predictable. It's predictable. The opposite of Jamie Foxx song. It's predictable. I could have seen this coming from a mile away. Dante Stills is a stud. He was a stud at the camps in high school. He's a stud at the camps in college. He's a stud on the field. No matter what you say, you got to look his way. That dude's he's a player. He just plays the game. He does his thing. You got to give him his props. He's a stud. It's predictable.
I like you saying predictable because I was kind of going along the exact same lines. It's not surprising. We look at Dante and Darius, and Darius worked hard, but Darius just doesn't have the physical attributes that Dante has. So in these camps, Dante, just like he did, like you said, in high school, he dominated these camps. Now you look at the Senior Bowl, and they were showing his one-on-ones. Just go to Twitter and put Dante Stills in, and you'll watch play after play after play where he's blowing up somebody. He's running around somebody. He's ripping through somebody. No question, one-on-one, when this guy gets in gear and he gets low, you're not staying in front of him, and I don't care who you are. And now the NFL scouts are able to see that against top-tier competition if somehow they missed it during the college football season. I definitely expect him to be drafted. Where he goes, I'm not sure, but I do think that he might be a steal for a team because he's a little undersized, but he still can rock it, man. This to me was unsurprising, and I expect him to continue to keep it going. But that's it. That's all five questions. Get ready. We are going to go in. And when we go in, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. We're going to rehash some stuff that we already talked about on I Got Five on It. We're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chiefs. We're going to talk about Jim Boeheim talking crap against other college basketball teams. We're going to look at that Marvin Harrison picture that they're selling online from where he got the concussion. But we're also going to most importantly talk about the West Virginia Mountaineers, our basketball team, Kedrian Johnson, Eric Stevenson, Akonawu, Trey Mitchell, all in boys. So stay with us because we're going in next segment.
Rack me boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12. For a discount on your first order, 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rack me boys!
Hail West Virginia! Hail West Virginia!
We are going in. Hail West Virginia, man, that feels so good. It feels good to say it, Brandon, because when you've won 4 out of 5 games, when you're starting to catch your rhythm in college basketball, and granted, it's college basketball, but it's just winning at West Virginia. Football season, we didn't see this. So now that we won 4 out of 5, we just beat the number 11 team in the country. It's feeling really good, Brandon. What did you take away from this Iowa State game?
Like you said, 4 out of 5. We beat number 11. This is par for the course if we're going to make the tournament. Josh Witt put it out, Unreasonable Doubt. He said what we have to do, and West Virginia so far is doing it. Beating Iowa State at home was one of the things on the checklist, and we did it. So, you're just getting it done. Yeah. Bobby Huggins?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Bobby Huggins' crew getting it done.
That's what I love. I love not only that we gutted it out, but my biggest thing was, are these coaches still able to motivate these players? We hear the same things every year, and you get tired of it. Oh, they're not in the gym. They're not working hard. Oh, this person has a bad attitude. Brandon, what we're seeing right now is actually coaching. What we saw against Iowa State in these last 4 out of 5 games is coaching where the kids are responding. Eric Stevenson didn't sit down and pout and say, oh, man, if I do something else, I'm going to be kicked off. No. Coach Huggins was actually what you call a coach. And I'm not even talking about the X's and O's. It seems like he's got these kids lined up. This Iowa State game, they played hard from the beginning, from the opening tip to the very end. Now, I'm not trying to make too much of it. It was at home. And we've been pretty successful at home. On the road is when we've had a little bit more trouble. But a win against number 11 is huge. I feel like we're not solidly in the tournament. We're still we're on the right side of the bubble. We got to keep on winning. But when you see people like Eric Stevenson step up, and then this game, he only had 8 points because he's in foul trouble, and then Kedrian Johnson plays the entire game. Kedrian Johnson, with his defense and being able to attack the rim, is opening up all kinds of stuff. Trey Mitchell. I love Trey Mitchell. I like Trey Mitchell so much. I just wish he was more aggressive. He has to be more aggressive. This is what we used to say about Emmett Matthews. And against Iowa State, Emmett Matthews was exactly that. Aggressive Emmett Matthews. And we love aggressive Emmett Matthews.
I've been saying this since his first go-around at WVU. I love aggressive Emmett.
And when he does that, once again, the game opens up. Trey Mitchell, he needs a little bit more of that because the Duke can flat-out score. But how do you say his last name? Okonkwo. Being that rim protector, he is really starting to get his confidence. Now, once again, I'm not overreacting to a home win. I'm appreciative of it. We needed it. It was a big win. But before we go start feeling like we're going to make a deep run, like I said earlier in the season, we got to do it on the road. These are some great steps. And it's good to see us win without Stevenson having to go off with 30 points like he did back-to-back games. But it seems like we're hitting our stride where we need to, and it seems like the team is responding to Coach Huggins. I love it. I absolutely love it.
What you have to remember, though, Jeremy, is you're talking about you're not going to overreact to home wins. But according to Josh Witt from Unreasonable Doubt, pretty much all we have to do is win at home. He had beat Texas Tech in Lubbock. Then he had beat Oklahoma at home, beat Iowa State at home, beat Texas Tech at home, beat Oklahoma State at home, beat Kansas State at home, then win one road game at either Texas, TCU, Baylor, Kansas, or Iowa State. So that leaves a lot of room. That leaves a lot of room.
Yeah. Yes. And games like this, I always say, I've said this a million times, you've got to win the ones that you can win. And tonight, we were up 15. They came back. We stuck with it. We grinded out. We win in the very end. I know we covered. We not only won, we covered. But it was a close game all the way down to the last seconds. But this is what you have to do. If you want to be part of the tournament, if you want to be part of the dance, you got to win the ones you can. And tonight, that's exactly what we did. We finished the deal.
And I love it.
Now it's time to show some. And it's time to show some love. We're going to show the love to three different people right now. First and foremost, Brandon, I want you to show some love to Geno, baby. Give him some love.
Geno Smith represented. Put up big-time numbers, historical numbers, league-leading numbers. Show love to Geno from all corners of the earth. Geno Smith, represent.
Absolutely. Comeback player of the year, most improved player, and balling out on national TV for the Pro Bowl, the first flag football game. People keep saying his name. And they keep saying, where is he from? West Virginia. Mad love to Geno Smith, man. Also, we got to give another, once again, these people we're talking about, it's just a love factory right now. Dante went down to the Senior Bowl, put on a show, Pro Football Focus, early risers. Let's give a big shout out to Dante. Now, don't get me wrong, he has a long way to go. I imagine he'll get invited to the combine. So he's invited to the combine. He's going to be able to show them what he can really do a little bit in person. And there's a little bit of time before the draft, but big shout outs for doing what you have to do when you need to do it. And he certainly did it at the Senior Bowl. Last person we want to give a shout out, David Carpenter, friend of the show. Yeah, that's our homeboy. David
Carpenter.
Congratulations, head coaching job.
Love it. Black Bears, got to show them love all day, every day.
Quit taking bites of food. Quit taking bites of food. I thought you did. I imagine you thought I was going to keep talking. So, okay, that's all right.
All-time pet peeve from Jay and Fiend. All-time pet peeve.
No, I let the first like two or three go. I let the first two or three go. I let them slide. I let them slide. But big shout outs to David Carpenter, man. Let's see what he can do up there with the Black Bears.
If you want to get murdered in your sleep, take bites to eat.
There you go. There you go. Real quick, I do also want to turn to the get out of here, the not funny stuff, but like the negative stuff. So we just showed love. Brandon, did you hear what Jim Boeheim said in an interview?
Yeah, I did.
He talked about how these other teams, he was talking about the other ACC teams, Pitt, Wake Forest, and Miami. He named all three by name and said, They're buying their teams. We don't buy our teams. Like, they're buying their teams. They bought their teams. Now, granted, he was trying to drum up some money from his boosters and trying to light a fire. But, Brandon, is that tacky? Is that a soft move or a boss move?
It's a soft move. It's a tacky move. It's a classless move. It is nothing but crying and whining and out of touch. Jim Boeheim needs to retire if that's what he's going to resort to. I'm tired of him. I cannot stand him. Jim Boeheim, stop it. Just stop. Just quit.
Second of all, somebody else I saw said, do you really want all the receipts of the players that Syracuse used to get? Are you really? Jim Boeheim, of all people, you're the one talking? Do you really want to bring out the receipts way back before there was NIL and being able to pay? No, yeah, I don't think you really want to do that. That's what I'm saying. Let's be for real now. Let's be for real now.
BFFR, as they say. If you don't know what that means, look it up. BFFR. Okay, Jim Boeheim?
Yeah. Brandon, also, did you see this this Marvin Harrison Jr. picture? It's from Georgia and Ohio State. Marvin Harrison Jr., receiver for Ohio State, was killing Georgia during that final game. Gets hit and concussed, and now there's a person trying to sell it online, who is selling it online, a picture of the actual concussion. Once again, soft move, boss move. What do you feel about it?
Well, they took it down. They're not selling it anymore after the backlash. The hit was shoulder to shoulder, FYI. It was not a dirty hit. It was not a penalty. I don't care what anybody says. Marvin Harrison got clocked, but cleanly, okay? But they did take it down. They're not selling it anymore. It is a ridiculous move to try to sell that. And I will say the player who hit him, signed it, autographed it, and signed it night-night, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I think, I honestly think it's, do you have anything else to say about that?
Nah, that's where I leave it.
Nah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, especially when, you know, head trauma and concussions are a big deal. It's just classless. It's just tasteless. But I will say, we're in an era where we've seen things like this in real life where people have actually died. I think of something like Trayvon Martin, and then there's people who are buying Skittles and want to sell Skittles, because he had Skittles in his pocket like that. And I'm not making, that's not okay. That's terrible. But if people are willing to do stuff like that, then we shouldn't be shocked that somebody's going to try to sell a picture about somebody being concussed. It's ridiculous. It's terrible that we have gotten to this place, but it is what it is. Once again, not condoning it, but it's just kind of ridiculous. It's just like there was I can't remember what game it was. It was a college basketball game where the student section was chanting at the Ukrainian guard for the other team.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but yeah.
And the whole student section was chanting Russia. That is so ridiculous, rude. Not just rude.
Rude is not even the
tasteless,
word.
Tasteless. Like, yeah. It's just way over the top. It's just way over the top. And I don't know how we've got to this level of disrespect. It feels like too light of a word, but that's where we are because this is what people are doing. And unfortunately, it's spilling over into the sports that we watch, including what's quote unquote amateur sports. But one thing that's not amateur sports that I'm also going to bring up in this hate fest is I'm going back a couple weeks, Brandon. Buffalo, when they lost to Cincinnati, their coach or was it their owner? I can't remember.
General
manager pretty much said, we like that we were never in a position to get a guy like Jamar Chase and that some of our players are making as much as Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins combined. So he was using that pretty much as a bad look. Like that's an excuse why they lost because Cincinnati has a bunch of rookie contracts so they can do more. What you think about that when you heard it?
Well, I mean, I think we talked about it already. I think I made it clear that it's just a soft move again. Like when you talk about soft move or boss move, it's a soft move. Why would you ever say the things he said? Like you made poor
sour grapes,
huh?
I said sour grapes.
Sour grapes. You didn't do the most with what you could have. You did not maximize your options. You did not make the most with what you had in front of you. So just stop hating and just deal with what you have on your plate, period. No matter where you are, that's what you should always do, period.
Amen. And you had your opportunity. At some point, Josh Allen was on his rookie contract and you didn't capitalize. Patrick Mahomes won with the Chiefs on his rookie contract. Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl on his rookie contract. That's usually when it happens because when you're not paying the quarterback, you can play everybody else. Unfortunately, Buffalo, you did not put the team together that needed to be there while your quarterback was on his rookie contract. So quit hating on other teams where they're in that position. Sour grapes, definitely, definitely, definitely a soft move. Brandon, what's this LeBron being the all-time scorer? What's it really mean to you?
It means nothing to me. Like, and what I mean is, when I say it means nothing, it just solidifies what I already knew. I already knew he was a legend. I already knew he was top five. It doesn't change anything for me. If you said he wasn't top five, then it's not going to change your opinion. You're going to find some other reason to move the goalposts and say he's not top five. If you said he was your GOAT, it just solidifies your opinion. He's the GOAT, right?
Do you know he has more assists than Steve Nash? He's fourth on the list.
He's number four all time in assists. My thing is, like, if you whatever you think about LeBron, you already thought whatever you thought about LeBron, whatever you think about LeBron, this didn't change it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it just bugs me because those people, like, Michael Jordan's the GOAT. That's my GOAT.
That's my GOAT,
too. But you force me to almost hate against Jordan because you're so ridiculous about anybody else even being considered. You always want to talk about six rings. You always want to spit stats. You don't think scoring the most points in the history of the NBA counts for something? Is it monumental?
The thing is, it would be different if LeBron wasn't prolific averaging points per game.
Yeah.
But he's top five all-time points per game. He's not
absolutely
just, he's 100%. Not all-time leading scorer. He's averaging top five points per game. And he's top five assist ever. Like, just give the man his flowers and stop hating.
Like, why is Michael Jordan trending when LeBron is trending on Twitter? Because so many people, they get so hurt to even mention somebody else in Michael Jordan's realm. They just go crazy. And like I said, he's my GOAT, but you people get on my last nerve. And you guys almost make me want to hate against Jordan because she's so ridiculous when you when you talk about him. I'm laughing because I'm watching this Florida-Alabama game right now while we're on live. And Brandon, there's four fouls on Alabama, one foul on Florida. There's 10 minutes left in the second half. And this guy, there'd have been nine foul calls. Every game West Virginia plays is nothing but a foul segment. Like, if you breathe on somebody too hard, they're calling fouls on both teams every game I watch. And then I watch other games like this one where they let everything go. I mean, can West Virginia please just play a regular game without there being a whistle every 2 seconds? And I'm not saying it's always against West Virginia. Sometimes we're the beneficiaries of it. I'm just tired of every single game. It's double bonus by 10 minutes into a half. Sorry to interject that. I just, you know, the game's on while we're doing this, so.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. No,
I was going to move on. You ready to move on to Super Bowl?
I had two things left in the agenda. The Super Bowl we could talk about last. Real quick, any thoughts? Kyrie teaming up with Luka.
Mean offensive ad. Really going to suffer defensively. I don't know who they're going to stop. So their odds improved to win the championship, but not significantly like they're going to win the championship. I think it'll be fun to watch them, but I don't see them winning anything.
I think we need another
piece down there in Dallas. If you don't like the NBA, that's fine. Don't like the NBA. I love it. In the playoffs especially. It's fantastic.
Me too. And now every single team you watch has some kind of superstar. This is the mid-90s. Every single team has some kind of superstar who's going to light up the scoreboard, who's quick as lightning. Jalen Brunson.
Julius Randle? Okay. All right.
Julius Randle. Other than the Knicks, we all know that. Other than the Knicks. Kyrie and Luka, offensively, like you said, it's going to be ridiculous. Defensively, they can't stop a nosebleed. In the West, you don't have to worry as much. But, you know, this is a team that can maybe push if they're going to outscore you, but they ain't defending nobody, so they're still not really a championship team. All right, let's get to championship teams. Philadelphia, the Chiefs, two black quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts. They said he'd never do it. He lost the starting job at Alabama. Jalen Hurts, all he does is put that work in and stays confident. Here he is in the Super Bowl against superstar, showstopper, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, the defensive tackle for the Chiefs. Because, by the way, I know we want to focus so much on the offense. And I know Patrick Mahomes does some special things. And I know that Joe Burrow does some special things, but that defense, both of their defenses, especially last game, played heck of football games. And I understand the quarterbacks always get all the clouds for wins or losses. But the defense the Chiefs played, I was surprised. Spagnuolo had them boys playing some big-time football. And you know me, I always say they're opportunistic. Well, against Cincinnati, they weren't opportunistic. They were good. But they're going against a buzzsaw. Right now, the Eagles have been killing everybody. And I've heard people make, snap. There's Shane Lyons, Alabama. Once again, Alabama's playing Florida on ESPN2. They looked at where the people are calling the game. And Shane Lyons is Sugar Shane. Shout out Sugar Shane, our old athletic director. Shane. But anyway, and I know people look at the Eagles and they think, oh, they had an easy path to play the Giants, who weren't that great, the 49ers, who were completely depleted at quarterback. I think that the Eagles came with a good game plan, but I think they're going to see the best overall team because of coaching. Not the best personnel-wise against the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are so well coached, it's going to be a good game. What are your thoughts about the game, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, I want to pick the Chiefs because they have the better quarterback. I want to pick the Chiefs because I think they have the better head coach. I like Sirianni, but I just like Andy Reid better. But in the trenches, offensive line, defensive line, I think the Eagles have them beat. The only thing I'll say is experience matters. And I think the Chiefs have the advantage. My early thoughts were with the Eagles. But as it gets closer, my feelings go with the Chiefs. And it's only a 1.5-point spread, last I saw, in favor of the Eagles. Historically, one of the lowest spreads of all time. So it's really a toss-up. But I think we're in for a good game. I think we're really in for a good game. Jalen Hurts has not been the same since his shoulder injury. So we'll see. Patrick Mahomes, ankle injury. We'll see how he heals with the 2 weeks off. It's going to be a fun game, though. I think it's going to be a really exciting game. I think that we're in for something interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Jalen Hurts looks like. Jalen Hurts didn't play a particularly good game by anybody's measure last game. I know they got the win, but and we'll see, because with the Chiefs, you can't throw away opportunities. Now, I know that defense comes to play. That defensive line is sick for the Eagles. The secondary is not super spectacular, but I feel like the Chiefs have played Cincinnati, I'm not saying is as good as the Eagles, but I feel like they come up with scenarios that are rough for the Chiefs to play with. So I don't know if the Eagles have seen anything that the Chiefs have to offer. So, like, all right, you have AJ, you have the receiver, AJ Brown, and you have Devontae Smith, but the Chiefs just saw T. Higgins and Chase Young. Now, granted, Burrow is not Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Jamar Chase, my bad. Now, Burrow is not Jalen Hurts, but Burrow can run. So the Chiefs have seen that too. Now, granted, the Eagles' offensive line is a lot better. So there you are in the trenches, but the Chiefs' defensive line has been holding up. We'll see, but I'm with you. At first, I thought it was the Eagles, and now the closer I come, I think maybe the Chiefs, maybe Patrick Mahomes, you know, sparks that magic and says, hey, look, I'm the best quarterback in the NFL, and quit putting anybody else's name beside mine. Because if Patrick Mahomes wins and has two MVPs in two Super Bowls, then right now, quit putting anybody else's name in his category.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I personally don't care. I don't care if he wins or not. Stop putting anybody's name in Patrick Mahomes' category of current players with Tom Brady retired.
Well, real quick, and that just makes me think too, Brandon, with Geno Smith. Geno, contract year. But I think the Seahawks, because of some kind of trade, or the Russell Wilson trade, I think they get like the fifth pick in the draft. Fifth, sixth, seventh, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I would love to see them extend Geno. But if you have a chance, Geno is not 25 years old. Now, granted, I know he doesn't have a lot of miles on his 32-year-old body. But if you have a chance to get C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young, are you doing that? Or are you keeping Geno?
I'm taking what I know, which I know Geno can get me into the playoffs. I'm not taking two guys who I don't know what they can do. Nope.
Even a talent like Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Bryce Tiny, I'm not sure what he can do in the NFL. Young, no.
Okay. All right. Because I feel like you got gifted that pick that high. I don't know the next time they're going to pick that high. But I just, you know, I wanted to know what your thoughts were, but that's all I got, Brandon, for this week. You got anything else?
No, sir.
Well, that's it for the RVK, Brandon. Tell them what they can get at us.
Like, listen, rate, review, and subscribe on all of your podcast outlets. We are everywhere. You know where you can find us. Apple, Spotify, Podbean, Good Pods, everywhere. Holla at your boys. Get at us. Rate, review, like, listen, subscribe, like I said. Just get at your boys. Holler at us.
Sports Social Podcast Network.